right. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means time for our visit with our favorite family physician, Dr. Stan Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. Great to talk to you. Happy first day of spring.
Yay. Isn't that wonderful? That feels good to say, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It really does.
Mother Nature needs to get on board, though.
Yeah. And Billy was asking a question. Can you get sick with just weather extremes, weather changes? So when the weather goes up or when the weather goes down, can that make you get sick? And the answer is no. But if there's pollen in the air, you can react to the pollen. And we were talking last week about pollen and what to do. We now know that about a quarter of all people in the United States, about 82 million people, have spring allergies. So it's going to come. A lot of people, one out of four of us almost, are going to end up having some form of allergy-type reaction. So, yeah, be prepared. It's not that it's the weather. It's as the trees end up budding, as we end up getting a lot more of spring occurring, many of us are going to have some kind of a reaction.
Yeah, boy. After we talked last week, everybody I know was saying, oh, I think my allergies are acting up. I'm like, yep, Dr. Stan says it's here. It's here for sure. So,
And it really is here, and it's going to become a lot more pronounced because it usually starts with just a few trees that are starting to bud, and then as all of the trees start to bud, then you really see it. So if you're adventurous and you wanted to go to Washington, D.C. to see all of the trees that are in bloom, right now is the absolute best time to go. I'm not a big fan of going to Washington, but it is now is the best time for the
cherry blossoms.
The trees. Yeah, yes. This is right now is the best time to see it all in bloom.
All right. So let's talk about these, you know, weight loss drugs that we're hearing so much about. Oprah even did a special on it on Monday night that I sat down.
Well,
and
Oprah did a special, then it's got to be important.
I know, honestly. And I watched it, which I'll hold back my judgment of it until we have our discussion. But, you know, she was talking Ozempic, Wegovy, all of those different things. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so first off, Ozempic and Mounjaro are indicated for diabetes. So I have a lot of people that have come in and they might have had diabetes, they've lost some weight, or they've made changes and they now don't have diabetes. If you want to be on Ozempic or Mounjaro, that is not something that your insurance is going to cover. For you to be on either of those two, you have to have diabetes. Now, the medicine that is the exact same medicine, but it's indicated for weight loss, Ozempic is Wegovy, and Mounjaro is Zepbound. So those two medicines are the ones that we use for people who are trying to lose weight. The problem is for most people, their insurance doesn't cover the medicine. So it's an issue. These are both shots that you normally should start at a very low dose. So if your prescriber ends up recommending it for you and you get it and you start on it and you have a horrible reaction, probably they started you on too high of a dose. So the Zepbound, for instance, comes in 2.5 milligrams in 5. And unfortunately, many people are prescribing the 5 at the get-go. And somewhere around 15% of people that start on the 5 milligram end up having horrible queasiness, nausea, upset stomach. They just don't feel good, and their appetite is gone. But it's a horrible way to make it gone. So make sure that you look at the dose that you're starting on. You should be starting on the baby dose. That's the Zepbound. The same thing with Wegovy. So Wegovy, also you want to go with the 0.25 rather than the 0.5. You just want to start low, because if you go with a higher dose, these are going to make you really, really feel uncomfortable. Up until now, so Zepbound, which is, again, the weight loss of Mounjaro, just became available in December of last year. That was just 3 months ago is when it became available. Wegovy has been available since June of 2021, so almost 3 years. And for the first time, what they found was that the prescriptions for Zepbound are now more than the prescriptions for Wegovy. So more 6,000 fewer Wegovy prescriptions were filled last week than what have been prescribed that have been filled for those Zepbound. So it's just kind of interesting. These two drugs have taken the market by storm. They are the most popular, and as a result, what we're seeing is that the pharmacies are running out. You get the prescription, you get it approved, you go to the pharmacy, they don't have it. And so they end up telling you, we don't know when we're even going to get it next. And so it's really frustrating. People who struggle with their weight, who finally get a light at the end of the tunnel, only to be told, now we don't have any of it. It is such a downer. It is such depression. So the first thing is call around. So the providers, your doctor, your PA, your nurse practitioner, they don't know who has it and who doesn't. It's a fluid environment, constantly changing. One pharmacy may have it 1 week and then not have it the next week, and then they get a shipment. So, yeah, it's crazy that way. Call around.
Are there certain, you know, if you have a patient in there, are there certain people that you say, yes, you're a candidate for this, or you're not a candidate for this? Like,
yeah,
even Zepbound?
Anybody with a BMI, body mass index, that is greater than 30 is technically a candidate. But if you have a complication because of the weight, so if you have arthritis or diabetes or hypertension or another medical problem because of it, then it's indicated up through a BMI of 27. So anybody that is really struggling, it makes sense that it would be beneficial.
Now, there are other weight loss medications as well that aren't injections, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of the older ones are still available. I mean, if you remember back in 1959, that was when we ended up having the first weight loss bill that was officially took the market by storm. That's called Phentermine, and that's the generic name for it. And Phentermine has been around now for over 60 years, 65 years now, and it is highly effective. Unfortunately, it is also, you have to monitor it. It's very controlled. It's a stimulant, so it's in the same class as like Adderall or Ritalin, so it ends up potentially having heart effects. And if you have heart defects, or if you have heart damage, or if you've had a recent heart attack, or if you have a rhythm disturbance, it's contraindicated. You can't take those medicines. So people that have a diagnosis of obesity that have had a heart attack, we normally would start with one of the other ones. And then the anti-addiction medicines, those also help people to lose weight. So people that were trying to quit smoking, who took Wellbutrin, also known as bupropion, or people that were trying to quit drinking and they ended up taking naltrexone, those two combination of medicines end up helping people also to lose weight by turning down cravings. Each of us gains weight because of some habit or something that we do. And if we stress eat, then you're going to find that it may not be the hunger hormones that turn down, but it's the anti-stress medicines that might be better for you. So again, that's a discussion you want to have with your provider to answer the question, what are my triggers? What are the reasons that I have some of the behaviors that I do where I end up eating when I don't necessarily want to or need to or should? And that's where your provider hopefully will work with you and help you to come on the right strategy that will help you. The good news is if you try something and it doesn't necessarily work for you, there are other options that you can always go down that pathway. You're not stuck in one specific ride forever. Yeah, you can switch back and forth.
And there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's the key to all of it, for sure.
That is true. And the good news is it's not another train coming directly at you.
That's so, right.
Yeah, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct. All right, Dr. Stan, lots of good stuff this morning, and we'll chat next week.
Hey, I look forward to it. Thanks, Pam.